The General Insurance presents Shower Ballads by Shaq.
And I'm gonna keep on loving you,
cause it's the only thing I wanna do. Turns out, everyone does sound better in the shower. And it turns out, The General is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years.
I just wanna keep on loving you.
For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General.
The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc. and Insurance Agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. Indeed, this is the voice, now more than ever in the last 50 years, of the Christian resistance. The resistance today is stronger than ever. And so, folks, tonight is night number 3 of the Pledge Week. And we'll get right into that. I want to give you right out of the chute, the phone numbers, because everybody in here has been telling me, give the number. So it's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Alrighty, going from left to there is no left here. From right to right here tonight, actually out in the boiler room, we have out there tonight, we got Eric, Randy, and John over there manning the phones, ready to roll. They're just sitting there hoping those phones will ring. And then we have the rising young star in radio as our producer tonight, none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
And then here, she's been waiting all day to say this. We've got Lock and Load, Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
Okay, there you go. And now, of course, we have way out in Missouri. We said it last night. If I was Batman, he'd be Robin. That's right. If I was the Lone Ranger, he'd be Tonto. And if I was Roy Rogers, he'd be Dale Evans? No.
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 Don't even go there.
We're not going to go there. But now, listen, Joel.
Hey, Kimosabe, I'm ready to go to work.
All right. We got to get on it because there's a very, very pretty young woman who I've been trying to get a hold of all day, and her phone is busy. And I texted her, and she didn't return my text. And that made me very, very worried about her. But she's here now. Miss Wendy Wilson.
Good evening, Pastor. You said you texted me, huh?
Yeah. You didn't get it?
Uh-uh.
No, your phone's been busy all day long. It's right now, if I were to call you, it would come up busy. In fact, I just called you a few minutes ago.
Interesting. You didn't come up at all. And I'm looking at the phone right now in recent calls, and you're not there. Are you sure you're calling the right number?
Yeah, it's the number I've called all the
time. One of those nights.
Yeah, and so, well, there's been some very strange things happening around here, like normal. So, with my phone and with the text and everything. So, but The abnormal is what is normal around here.
Okay.
So, there you go. But anyhow, after all that, you ready to roll, Miss Wendy?
I am.
Okay. They're already telling me to give out the number again. I just gave the number out. It's 888-281-1110 and 888-677-9673. And Maria pledges $50. Where's Maria from? You don't know? Oh, okay. All right. Maria's from my church. That's why they didn't put it where it's down. It's from... Oh, okay.
But
there
you
go.
Know by first name, so yeah.
All righty. Well, let's get ready. Wendy, the title of the message was, do you remember, Joe?
Our God is an awesome God.
He sure is, isn't he? And so we're going to get into it. We left off in 1 Peter chapter 1, and starting in verse 17. We've been talking about all the attributes and the characteristics of God, not actually all of them. if we went with all of them, what the Bible has to say about God, I'd be preaching on this all year long, okay?
Yeah.
But we started out with God as the creator, went to absolute God and with his absolute authority. God who is eternal, had no beginning, no end. And we went to God who brought eternal salvation. We went to God's faithfulness. We went to God's favor. And yesterday we were talking about, well, God's glory and God's goodness. And today we pick it up with God's justice. And so, again, our God is an awesome God. And if you think about the fact that, excuse me, we are his children. We are his children. Now, two things. One, should knowing that God is on the throne in complete control, should we have any real concern about our future at all?
No.
But now, do you see, there's a lot of people out there very worried. Now, is there a difference between being concerned and being worried?
Yes.
Big difference.
Okay. We kind of know it's going to be a cold, dark winter, don't we? Okay, but now let me ask you this. Does it ever do any good to worry about any situation?
No.
Does it often do a lot of harm?
Yeah, makes you anxious.
Yep. So we don't have it.
Be prepared knowing what's coming. To be prepared is wise. And Scripture's full of people who were prepared for something that was coming.
You know what, Joe? We have to take a quick stop here because Pastor Hal, the other Larson, has a family emergency, and he is driving. He's on the road right now, heading down towards Maryland, and so let's pray for him. Let's hold him up in prayer right now. It's a family emergency, and so let's just pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just want to hold Pastor Hal, his situation, his family, everything concerned up to you right now. We just want to hold it up to you, Lord. You've told us very clearly in your word, all things work together for good to those that love you. And we know Pastor Hal loves you with all of his heart. So, again, we just want to hold him up in this situation, Lord, and that you would intervene and that your perfect will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Alrighty. Let's start there and go ahead and read, Joe, from 1 Peter chapter 1, starting with verse 17 all the way through 21.
Oh, okay. For if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by the tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God.
All right, so here. And if you call on a Father who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, past the time. What do you think it means without respect of persons? Is God disrespectful?
No, he just doesn't judge one person above another. We're all his children. We are all precious to him on an equal basis.
Well, when you say we are all his children, you've got to, unless you're talking about God's children, I mean...
in two ways. All the world is his children, and all those that are born-again believers are the sons and daughters of God.
Okay. So what you're trying to make a specify between a natural born, all those that are natural born, and all of those that are spiritually born.
Right.
Okay, so here now, when he says he's not a respecter of persons in judgment, okay, according to every man's work, past the time of your sojourning here in fear, why should we be afraid of God? We're his children.
Fear, in this case, means awe and respect, not being afraid in that sense, but awe and respect of his majesty, his power, his glory, his, you know, everything about him.
Wendy, you just jump right in. You don't have to, you know,
you just jump
right in. Okay, so here, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver or gold. What does that word redeemed mean? When this was written at the time, redemption, to be redeemed, usually referred to having what?
Do you know, Wendy, or do you want me to do it?
Well, usually redeemed is your debt paid.
That's right. You had your debt and you were freed, huh?
Right.
If you were a slave,
you were purchased, you were bought back.
Right. So now
many were in slavery and servitude and were bought back out of it.
Right. You had your freedom. So now and they were redeemed with silver or gold, weren't they?
No.
Okay. They were with money, but now for us to be redeemed, it was a whole different thing because silver or gold, there wasn't enough silver and gold in existence to redeem us. So our redemption has to be not from being in servitude or in slavery, but from sin, from sin. We were under the bondage of sin. And to be freed from that bondage of sin, because that bondage of sin, well, the wages of that sin was what?
Death.
And death meant what? Eternal separation from God, didn't it?
From God, yep.
Okay, so now we can only be redeemed with the most precious quantity that ever existed, something that, again... all of the money, the diamonds, the gold, the silver, all of the wealth and all of the universe could not match. There was never anyone rich enough to buy even one drop of the blood of Christ, is there?
No one in the world, because there's been nothing like it. There is nothing else. God can reproduce all the gold, all the silver, you know, copper, whatever he wants all throughout the universe. But we had to be redeemed by a blood sacrifice was what God demanded. That, you know, through the Old Testament, that sin, the wages of sin were paid temporarily by the shedding of blood. And it was the most perfect sacrifice that could be found. So here we have Christ, who was without sin, the most innocent of all, shedding his innocent blood to pay our sin debt.
Well, then, I mean, what made that blood so valuable? What made that blood was made so valuable? Because it was the only
only begotten Son.
No, well, it was the only thing that could purchase eternal life.
Life.
See, eternal life was the most, let me ask you this. What would be worth more? Eternal existence, eternal life for one individual, or say one of those planets, of the millions and millions of planets that are out there, what would be more valuable? The eternal life of one individual, or one of those great big old huge planets?
Eternal life of one soul.
You're absolutely right. And so that's what he's telling you here. Now, he goes on to say, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, and raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying truth through the Spirit with unfeigned love. Okay, so let me ask you this then. Okay, I mean, the fact of it is, we're God's children, are we not?
Exactly.
Well, knowing that we're God's children,
we become the adopted sons and daughters of God when we become born again.
Okay, so, Wendy, knowing that we're God's children, I mean, you are the daughter of the most powerful, omnipotent king that ever existed, the king of all the universe, and Joe and I are sons. Should that make us cocky? Should that let us say, well, you know who we are, don't you? What do you think?
Well, we should know who we are so we have a higher level to live up to, but not to be, we should be modest and humble. Yeah.
Okay, so when we raised our children up and we saw our children, if our children were to say, You better watch out who I am because you don't know who my dad is. And I was to hear that. What do you think I would do? How would I respond to that?
Well, most people get upset and angry at that.
Okay, so when he says here to raise us up in the fear, that means reverence, and that means we really, really, really need to pay close attention, and we know what pleases God and what does not please God, right?
Right.
Every week on Sunday in church, we have a session where we have praise of God. We call on, and everybody has a reason to praise God every single day. All three of us right here have a lot of reasons to praise God, okay? A lot of times people forget that. You know, they take things for granted they really should never take for granted. And, you know, when you ask a blessing over your food, when you do that, you know, you have to realize that there are a lot of people in this world that have never had not one meal of good, clean food. Not one. They've had scraps and things they could gather here or there. There are people in this world that have gone through their whole life without really having any really clean drinking water. There are people in this world that have never really had a roof over their head or shoes on their feet. And we have all of these things, and we take them for granted. Now, do we have all of these things because of our merit or because of God's grace?
God, because of his mercy and grace, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, when we realize how blessed we are, how does that make us feel? Should that make us feel more confident, or should we feel more blessed?
More blessed, thankful, yeah.
Yeah. Boy, I'd hope you guys would get it. All right. Well,
But it also, at the same time, being a son and daughter of God also ought to embolden us to go out and testify and witness and do all the other things that he has asked of his children and do it with courage.
Right, well,
humbleness, but out with courage, speaking out the truth.
And so what you're saying, The Bible clearly teaches that God has expectations of us. We have obligations to him. Is that correct?
That would be very, very true.
Okay. So would it be a good thing for us to remember that daily?
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, we don't own anything. We're just here temporarily. You know? God is the treasure.
In order to own something, you got to be able to take it with you when you leave this world, huh?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Deacon Mark pledges 100. Thank you, Deacon Mark. Bob and Lori in Michigan pledge 75. Susan in Staten Island pledges 60. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Listen, that number is 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. There you go.
And remember, the 281-1110 number is the one you can use and use your credit card.
Yep.
It makes it very easy and convenient for you, and that works for us. So.
Or if you go up to our website, wrwl.org, it tells you all the different ways you can help us donate. Now, also, I got to remember to tell the folks, we have caps. Wendy, wherever I go to speak, I wear a cap, and that cap's a black cap, and it's got in big, bold, red letters, America Needs Jesus. And it gets a lot of attention. I don't care if you go into the stores or whatever. Everybody's got an opinion. A lot love it. Others don't like it so much, okay? Then we have these shirts. And these shirts, they're black T-shirts, and they have it on red, white, and blue. Big red, white, and blue letters on the front. America Needs Jesus. And on the back, in white letters, and they're large, it says, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And I've spoken at two places where, when I've talked about the three missions that God gives us, the three missions, and the first mission, of course, is the Great Commission, and that's Matthew 28, 18 through 20. And the last commission he gives us is the one where, over in 2 Thessalonians 2, where we are to hold to and retain the traditions of the apostles, stand fast and not give up any ground. And then I said, as far as the third one goes, and I just turn around and they see the shirt where it says, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And people stand up and applaud when they see that. That's good, because there's a spirit rising in this country. The division between the righteous and the unrighteous is becoming greater and greater, exactly the way God's Word, the Bible, says it would be. And so anyhow, we have these. Now, for these the caps, we ask a donation of $25 or more, and the T-shirts for small, medium, and large, a donation of $40, and for double X or triple X, a donation of $50. And then, you know, if they add, we also have the 2,000 Mules DVDs. Folks, we really need to get the rest of these out. The 2,000, and this is, November's on their way. November's coming very, very quickly. And we really need to get these and show them. And here's the good news, Wendy. They were hoping to, in the beginning, to be able to sell 2 million of them. They've sold over 20 million of them. That means, Wendy, for every DVD, if just two people saw that, each one of those 20 million, that means that 40 million people in this country have seen it, and it's driving the fake news media crazy. They have not been able to keep it quiet. And Fox News refuses to show it, and also the RNC, the Rhino Republican Party, refuses to promote it. They don't have the guts and the integrity and the honesty
Newsmax
and the decency.
Doesn't promote it either.
Pardon?
Newsmax is not promoting it either.
Well, we've got higher standards here, much higher. And that's why we're promoting it. Everything in there, I dare you to find something in there that's not true. A lot of work went into that, and you need to see that. And again, You know, I was listening to Neil Cabuto today, and the he is one of those anti-Trumpers, and he had some anti-Trumper on there talking about, well, they really shouldn't open up the and give us the search warrant. So we really should not be able to see what was in there, what was in that search warrant, to unseal the affidavit, the Trump affidavit. Now, Trump wants it out. He wants it all out because he's not, but, you know, there's nobody in the government wants that to come out. Nobody in the government wants you folks to know what was in that. So hang tight. We'll be back right after this.
Leadingly classified the 44% of pregnancies that ended in miscarriage. And this is a direct quote from the report. A Pfizer adverse events document released by the FDA. So again, like misinformation, this is our government releasing this information under court order, right? Process that. This is your tax dollars paying for the release of this information. Reveals, and this is on July 1st, 2022, due to this court order, right? Reveals chilling data showing 44% of pregnant women participating in Pfizer's mRNA COVID vaccine trial suffered miscarriages. And there's the link, all right? A section of the document on page 3643 called Listing of Subjects Reporting Pregnancy After Dose 1 shows that 50 women became pregnant during the internal trial. However, one must dig through the rest of the large document, and this is why I worship and love these volunteers. They are doing that, right? To learn that 22 of these 50 women who got pregnant suffered, quote, abortion spontaneous, end quote, quote, abortion spontaneous complete, end quote, which means a miscarriage, quote, abortion spontaneous incomplete, end quote, or, quote, miscarriage. So this means losing your baby when you don't want to. It doesn't mean going to an abortionist. It means you're gestating a perfectly normal, healthy baby, as far as anyone knows, and you lose that baby. The adverse events report cutoff date was March 13th, 2021. And this will blow your mind. And the FDA received the report from Pfizer on April 1st, 2021. So, guys, that was, I'm sorry, but that was over a year ago. I'm sorry to, I know we're not supposed to cry in the war room, but over a year ago, the FDA received this report that out of 50 pregnant women, 22 of them lost their babies. And they did not say anything. Thus, the FDA was aware of the horrifying rate of fetal death by the start of April 2021 and were silent. And Pfizer was silent. They kept up their drumbeat of inject the pregnant women, doesn't hurt your baby, it doesn't hurt your baby. And now, predictably, as you and I have discussed in my Substack, drawing on other Pfizer reports called I'm Sorry to Announce a Genocide, there is the scaled up evidence of this horrific cover up, this Mengele type cover up, and I'm Jewish, I don't say that lightly. If you extrapolate globally to all the pregnant women who are injected, it could explain what we're seeing now of a baby die off, 200% rise in neonatal deaths or spontaneous abortions and miscarriages in Scotland. Sorry, 86 babies died in Ontario when they usually have 5 or 6. And in Israel, a 34% rise of spontaneous abortions and miscarriages to vaccine.
Alrighty, we're back. And, you know, Wendy, that was Naomi Wolf. And I've never seen her give an interview where she was crying. She was crying during that whole thing. Now, that was just a very small, you know, study that they did, a very small, only, you know, 20-something out of 50 women had miscarriage, their babies died. But it's estimated that over 25,000 women have miscarried because of the poisonous poke, or what they call the vaccine. Here I have, right here, in fact, U.S. government data confirms, this is the U.S. government data confirms, a 143,233% increase in cancer cases due to COVID vaccines. That's right. The U.S. government data confirms that. Cancer begins with genetic changes, interference with normal replications, and replacement of cells in the body. Cells start to grow uncontrollably and may form a tumor. It is the number two leading cause of death in the whole United States. All right. Judy in Indiana pledges 50. Thank you, Judy. The number is 888, folks. The phones haven't been ringing. Listen, the phones got to ring. They have to ring or we'll be gone. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Miss Wendy, what do you have for us tonight?
Oh, well, I have something interesting. This was some research that I came across with the New York University School of Engineering, but also the Hill publication had a write-up on it. Basically, they've developed some software, Pastor, and a device that can read your mental health state via your skin. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay. So you may have noticed there's a lot of technology that's been entering the medical field, and we're moving towards even this no face-to-face visit with your practitioners to conduct exams. They want to do the virtual visits. So this is really another push to use your phone apps, your emails, your virtual visits, instead of really going to the doctor. But hands-off medicine is really becoming popular, and it won't be long before artificial intelligence really is conducting the exam in your virtual visit. So I think human physicians have a lot to worry about. I think they're going to be phased out. But basically, they're covering the basics. They've got an algorithm and a computer program here. And this is the School of Engineering at the New York University. And they have right now a wearable device, but they want to eventually move it to just a scan. And so, you know, you're going to see these devices roll out, and people can get them at clinics or their psych offices. And the project has been in the works for 7 years. And the program created has been to read your emotional state, and it's called the Novel Interface Engine. And this is designed to monitor your brain activity through electrical impulses that appear on your skin. So think of it as Morse code of body signals, kind of similar to polygraphs, but all wireless. So when they were testing the device on healthy volunteers, they gave the team the codes that are the brain signals or patterns that they have called electrodermal activity. So your skin, Pastor, conducts electrical activity, and it changes based on, you know, your emotions and what you're thinking. So it'll change if you're feeling a bit stressed, if you're having pain or you're sick, if you have fatigue or exhaustion, or you're feeling a little rushed or pressured. So you've got this electrical impulse, and we have electrical impulses in our body. Our brain uses it, and our heart uses it, so that's nothing new. But here's a quote from one of the biomedical engineers at New York University, Rose Faha. She says, "We have developed the first reference engine that can monitor brain activity through the skin in real time with accuracy and has high scalability." That's important. Do you know what scalability is?
No, tell me.
Okay. So you have to wonder really what they plan to do with this. And scalability is kind of giving you a little hint how the technology may progress and be used. So I'm thinking it could be used in many types of businesses. It could be used in the legal system, retail, banking, politics, even education. Let me give you an example. If you were going into a retail store and you were walking in and they scanned you to make sure that you didn't have the intention to shoplift, how about, or you're in the court system and you're giving a testimony on the stand and they scan you to make sure you're not lying? Or the political leaders, keeping close tabs on their challengers, may use the scan or the education system to prevent cheating on tests. So these are probably endless areas that this could be used in. And people may not know it's even happening. you know, once they get past the wearable device and it's just a scan, they may not even know it's being done. This all got published in the August 2022 Journal of Computational Biology. And another aspect of this device is they intend to use it to control a person's emotional state. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, that means...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they describe it as they're going to nudge a person supposedly back on track.
Right.
We don't want them going, you know, AWOL, you know, or postal. So they say they're going to nudge them, and the device has the capability of doing that. They named this technology MindWatch, and according to Professor Fahash, he says, we hope to eventually have the device that can not only monitor a person's mental state, but offer nudges to help them get back to a more neutral state of mind when under stress. In inferring atomic nervous system activation from our wearable device in real time opens the door for new opportunities for monitoring and improving mental health and cognitive engagement.
In other words, mind control.
Right. So the device has the potential, she says, for other health benefits beyond adjusting a person's mental state. Whoa. You know what?
Right.
I was thinking about that. You know, what's stopping people, you know, from getting technology like this and using it to brainwash people and remote them to do their bidding? For example, nudge someone to jump off the building to collect the life insurance. I know that sounds a bit macabre, but hey. It sounds like to me artificial intelligence, this world of AI, is being developed, and we want to not only be aware of it, but, you know, this can take not only your wealth, your freedom, but also can take your mind, apparently. This is what the International Journal of Clinical Experimental Hypnosis said in 1963. They said a study conducted in the 1960s found a high positive correlation between basal skin resistance and the depth of hypnotic states. I was just like, okay. It gets better, though. According to the research, your hands and your feet are the best places to scan for electrodermal activity. So that makes a lot of sense. You know, if your emotions change, let's say you get nervous. What happens? Your hands may get a little sweaty, right? You know, you're nervous. So hands, and most people have their hands visible when they're out in public. So the public, what they're going to hear is these scans are harmless and it can determine important health conditions like if someone's going to have a seizure or mental health vulnerabilities like schizophrenia or physical performance, lie detection or diagnosis. So they're all going to think it's a good thing. But here's some history. This is National Library of Medicine, Center for Biotechnology. This electrodermal activity research has been going on since 1879. I was just like, whoa, the French scientists, they were the ones that looked at the link between sweat glands and sweaty palms when you're nervous. And you know what? Have you ever been outside when there's an electrical storm and a big bolt of lightning kind of hits close by? Or something happens and you get a little spooked and you get goosebumps, you know? Goosebumps?
Hmm.
Goosebumps. And that's called galvanic skin reflect. And it's an electrical thing. And basically, it's been around. And most research is linking the electrodermal activity to pathopsychological applications. So they got these algorithm softwares, and it's very mathematical in assessing electrodermal activities. So the research in this technology is definitely being used in social science, engineering, and medicine. So your electrodermal activity, Pastor, is pretty consistent. On your skin, consistently, you have an AC voltage on your skin, and this allows them to collect signals. So it's almost like you're broadcasting. And they're collecting what you're broadcasting. Isn't that interesting?
Very, very interesting.
What's interesting is the people who are working with this are not Christian, and nowhere did I hear anything about you know, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit making us unique people, born-again believers, right? And I'm sure that all of a sudden, you know, those of us with faith are going to react differently to situations than non-Christians. And that immediately is going to show up as a defect, not as a blessing.
You're right, Joe. But, you know, remember, don't ever forget.
The first thing they're going to do is go after the Christians.
He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world.
Right.
And so.
And you have to wonder how 5G may play into this, you know?
5G is playing into a whole lot of things. We've done some programs. You know, we first did our first programs on 5G about 3 years ago, and we haven't really had visited a lot because there's been so much written about it out there today. But anyhow, 888. I got to get the numbers out because the phones have silenced. We got to get some calls coming in here. Because we've got less than 1 hour left. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. So.
Well, you know, pastor people are just really attached to their technology. It's kind of convenient. The majority of people don't want to give that up. So the course is pretty set here. There's going to be a loss of privacy, freedom, and prosperity. So our lives will change, but so will our ownership of it. That's what they want. They want to control and own. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I pledged $200, so maybe somebody out there can match my pledge.
All right, well, I'm kind of counting on both you and Joe to say something tonight, like really brilliant. I mean, extremely brilliant to cause people to give, you know, without holding back. I mean, to give continuously. You hear that, folks? Be ready for it. Okay, 888-281-1110. Did you hear Wendy pledged $200? So get that. He's eating pizza. Okay.
Well, Pastor, you know what? The Bible promises a sound mind if we stay close to the Lord, and we wear the whole armor of God. So your mind is protected. You know, the Lord created the mind. He can protect the mind. Also, it's a good thing to make sure, you know, we're getting good nutritional elements in our system, because then we can handle stress a lot better without worrying, without being, we can be concerned, but we don't want to worry. Oh, by the way, we're having a sale. It's our last summer sale. It's 25% off orders of $50 or more, and it runs through the 21st. So people go on our website or they can call to find out more about it.
All right, folks, Wendy pledged $200. We need some people to match Wendy's $200. Will you do that? Will you match that little lady's $200? You know, Wendy, Joe and I came up with a plan to block them when they try to monitor our skin, and what we're doing, we're blocking it with age spots.
And the old liver spots. I never thought of that, but hey.
That's right. Okay. And see, you have to come here.
We are going to be smart enough to know to resist the technology and not the sales pitch about what it's going to do. And with knowledge, the Holy Spirit gives us insight. We can see how these things are going to be used as tools to control the citizen, to control people, to brainwash children, adults, to totally change society. You couldn't come up with a more perfect idea than, you know, having that kind of total control over an individual in any situation. And the more we're wired in, and it's just going to be folks have to realize that this is why you've been the watchman on the wall for almost 50 years, warning the people. It's been a step-by-step. You and I have been on the radio for a long time. I was on before I met you, warning people. You've been warning people. And this is the progress. We've been doing it step-by-step. And this is just one more thing to watch. Everything that we have predicted, everything we talked about, has come true. In fact, you and I are on a new list. The Department of Human Services, the FBI, has now come out and cast the conservatives. We are domestic violent extremists. And there was a bulletin came out here the other day by Project Veritas. And it explains that local law enforcement across the nation has been, you know, warned that there's going to be violence because of what happened at Mar-a-Lago. And anyway, they have now classified certain people to be, you know, terrorists. And remember, you and I, back in 2009, remember you and I were together. Obama came out with a report, right-wing extremism, current economic and political climate, fueling resurgence and radicalization and recruitment, and went after people who were what? Ex-military, people who opposed illegal immigration, who opposed abortion, people who were, you know, for free or flat tax, you know, fair tax, flat tax. And we were on all the lists back in 2009, and this new statement coming out, well, we're just back on it again with the new FBI listing as domestic violent extremists because of what we believe and what we say.
All right, very good. Gail in New Jersey matches Wendy's 200. All right, so now we need someone to match Gail's 200, okay?
When we did 200 the other night, Harriet and I would like to have people match that. You and I donate a tremendous amount of time, effort to the ministry, and plus in equipment and our computers and phones and in things that we have to do the work. I'm out where I have to have a big satellite and to get information out here. And we spend a lot of our own money for the ministry, and yet you through the church and Harriet and I donating $200, if we can give all those hours, all that time, all that money, and still donate to the ministry, I'd like to see some people match my $200.
Well, I would too, Joe. And not to make you and Wendy look bad, but don't forget, this week I've already donated $2,000.
And what I said, plus you and the church have already donated, so.
And I'd like to get some people to match me, okay?
Yes.
Out there.
That would be the thing. And there are people who can easily do that. God has blessed them with all kinds of talents and professional practices, businesses, and they'll donate a lot of money to political campaigns, so we reach as many people, but all across the country, and we'll be promoting, you know, God-fearing, Bible-believing, patriot candidates for this fall's election, and we'll have them on the radio, won't we?
Yep. Joe in North Carolina pledges 100. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, have a good Joe out there.
All righty. We're still looking for someone again, somebody else to match Wendy's 200, who and Joe's 200. So, of course, we're talking about Pastor Joe now. Wendy, you ready for this? You ready for this?
I don't know. Am I ready?
Okay. What's that smell? Big food corporations are quietly adding crickets and other insects into meal bars, cookies, and snacks, and somebody was telling me that they had gotten one of those breads that they make. I'm trying to think of in the restaurant instead of a biscuit they had, and it was made out of bugs instead of regular.
They're high in protein. They're very digestible, and actually, if you can get past the idea of eating bugs. I hate to say it, but they're really high in food value, and they're eaten all over the world and dozens of countries around the world.
Yeah, but Joe, there's something that you don't know. There's a certain disease that goes along with those bugs that people are not ready for, and that's right, and they don't understand, because even the bugs are not the same as they used to be. Be careful when buying health food, as some corporations have already begun quietly adding cricket flour and other insect-based ingredients to produce labeled sustainable and nutritious. One company called Actually Foods is now selling cheddar cheese puffs introduced that contain cricket flour in the puff ingredients. The product, which comes from Canada, is labeled using the terms nutritious, sustainable, and delicious. The cheddar cheese puff products are Actually Foods that is also branded as being high in protein because it's powdered crickets. This suggests that being the crickets are a superfood. It turns out that Entomino Farms, the parent company of Actual Foods, is on a mission to make cricket-based foods the first choice to individuals interested in high-quality, sustainable protein. The company offers an entire line of products with cricket ingredients, including cricket protein powder and whole roasted crickets, both in regular and organic. X-Protein Savory Meal Bar is another food product that contains cricket flour as protein source. Competitor Snowpiercer likewise offers a cricket protein bar. This is marked as health food product, okay?
Do they label that it's made from crickets on it, or are they kind of hiding that?
No. Well, some of them.
You have to put it on there. And...
Yeah. But anyhow...
Well, you know what, Pastor? Have you ever had a Hershey chocolate bar?
Yeah.
Okay. Candy places tend to have bugs. Okay. And the FDA knows that it's almost impossible to keep bugs out of, you know, places like that. So they're allowed to have so many bug parts per square inch of chocolate.
Years ago, I got about a kind of can of pop, and when you opened the pop, the air came out, just like it normally does, you know, when you... But guess what? The can was only about half full, and there was a wasp. A wasp came out. Of course, the wasp was dead. It was drowned, but the wasp was in that can. I never forget that. All right. 888-281.
Half the can.
888-281-1110. Folks, the lines, they're dead. Okay. And if we don't hear from you soon, here's what you'll hear from us. 888-677-9673. We're looking for more people to match Wendy. More people to match Wendy. We need more 200 pledges. More people to match Gail in New Jersey. So 888-281-1110. Again, 281. All right, 888-677-9673. Okay.
Just going to remind the folks that in all these years, no one in this ministry has ever taken any money. We are doing this to serve the Lord. We are doing this, as Pastor Ernie was the original watchman on the wall, that's what we were called to do. We're not making anything on this. We're not trying to be rich and famous. In fact, we put ourselves on the firing line. Like I just said earlier, the government is not happy with us, hasn't liked us for a long time. But we're willing to do this, but we have to have the help. We can't have sponsors that would run from what we teach and preach and say on the radio. So we are putting...
Okay, Joe, we're coming up against a hard break. So hang tight. We're going to be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come. Much more to come. Be right back.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.